Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Mayor DeZien, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, thank you.
The holiday of love, especially if you love half-price chocolates, and if you love making money, which is something you're going to tell us a little bit about today, right?
Yeah, either making money or saving money, I guess. It just depends how you look at it.
Both good things.
I thought I would talk a little bit about a custom rate survey that Extension does, and we actually just completed one in 2022, so this is pretty current information. And those of you that are in the ag industry know that the rising cost of machinery, the uncertainty of workers even, custom ag work has really become a staple for today's farm, and to come and do that task for you. And it gives you information that has been gathered from a survey as far as what things will cost to have people come do. And some of the areas that they have custom rates on are harvesting, seed cleaning, hauling grain, silage, clearing pastures, hay, tilling plants, harvesting of row crops, application, feedery, renting machinery, manure spreading, terracing and dozing, hauling livestock, and even building fence. And so this publication has a lot of really great information in there, and it will come in and tell you that if you're going to have somebody come in and haul grain in southeast Kansas, that the average for that would be X number of dollars per bushel. And so it also breaks it down by corn harvest, beans, even sunflower. Obviously, we have many of the eastern side of Kansas. Obviously, the numbers are actually blank on that, so it's not really something that anybody was able to report on. And so when you get down into paying, it's probably where we will see more of those reporting coming in, and they'll give you some acreage. And so this is a publication survey that gets done every couple of years, and I think sometimes we forget about this survey being available. And it was brought to my attention again. I kind of forgot about it personally, but our NRCS office here in Linn County contacted me and said, hey, I know you have this document that helps producers to custom hire things to be done. Can you send me that link? And I was like, absolutely. And I thought, this would be a great COFO discussion, because I try to always come up with topics that maybe are a little bit different and some of the services that Extension provides. And this was a great one, because we are having people do things for us. It saves on time. It saves on labor. It also saves on our input costs and our capital outlay overhead costs. So if you are in need of this publication or just would like to take a look at it, contact your local Extension office and they can find it, or call me at the Linn County office. Our number is 913-795-2829, and I'd be happy to email it to you, or even, you know, print it and you can swing by and pick it up, or we can mail that to you. But I do think that if you're an ag producer and you don't have some type of document that helps find maybe a base price of hiring something done, this is a good starting point. And I know it does come in helpful, and then you can kind of gauge if these prices are good for you or too low or too high, but it does give a good average based on consumer information. And so just one of those great things that are out there. We also have several other publications that come out based on survey information. One is Land Prices that recently came out. I think it was 2022 as well. We used to do a land rental rate that shared the prices on pasture and row crop if you were to rent that information. That is one that was discontinued, but I think it has came back through Kansas Ag Manager in a different format. But there are different ways for us to help you find prices for different things. I will say the one that maybe is the least advertised is our hay prices of renting hay ground, because most times that is done on shares. So, like I said, if you need any of this information or you think it would be helpful, please reach out to your local extension office, and we'd be happy to share this information. So happy Valentine's, everyone. And Audrey, thank you so much for having me this morning.
Well, thank you very much. That sounds pretty handy. Instead of a blue book value, it's kind of a green book for agriculture. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.